after the day of Pentecost, man. He sent them up there together in the upper room. He said, go up there till you be endued with power from on high. And but bless God, they was 500 went up there, but they was I think 120 remained. And them 120 received that power, and you don't hear nothing else about the rest of them guys. But they went after that, and they began to turn the world upside down because they'd been endued with power. And so we've been endued with power that's born again. But how many knows we got to let that power rule and reign and live through us, in us, you know? And like Teresa was talking about this morning, talked about a lot about being led by the Holy Spirit. And that's the title this morning, Holy Spirit Led. I didn't know what she was going to preach on. We don't discuss that. I believe she hears the Lord, or you, or whoever. And but you know, God will bring together and orchestrate, and they go in right down the same lines. Because when we're led by the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, He'll lead us to victory. He might lead us into the battle, but He'll lead us to victory. Hallelujah. You know, and He'll take His word and reveal it. And I didn't have the scripture, but the last scripture I had the other night was in Colossians. Can you put that one up? Do you still have it? Colossians 3:1. I didn't give it to her, but if you can, we're not in a hurry. But the Holy Spirit will lead you into a good life. It says here, this I didn't bring this scripture up Wednesday night, but it says, if you then be risen with Christ. How many knows? If when you give your heart to Jesus, you was raised. You was raised from the dead. You was dead spiritually. I was dead spiritually, and we were raised from the dead. He said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Go ahead. Give me that. I think I want through three, Beth, I think. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now he says here, you've been born again, then seek those things that are above. Jesus prayed, he prayed and he said, Father, I pray that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, how is it in heaven? Perfect. I mean, in heaven, and he says, seek those things above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. He says, seek those things above. Don't set our affections on things on this earth. Now, that don't mean we don't function in this earth. You know, when we're balanced out, we will be very functional in the earth. I mean, to the point to where that our life will be empowered by the Holy Spirit that gives us an advantage over the world. People that are lost, people that are not born again, people that are not following the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody that gets born again and don't follow the Lord, they're just the same in an empowerment that they will not receive as those that are lost. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll follow me. You'll walk with me. Seeking the Lord. We can't live this Christian life without seeking the Lord. He said, if you'll seek, you'll find. If you'll knock, the door will be opened. If you'll ask, you will receive. I mean, you have to ask the Lord, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me, Lord. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was thinking, and I believe that I did a pretty good job. I don't brag on myself, but the Holy Spirit. But I asked Him, what kind of father do I need to be? Travis was about 4 or 5 years old. Because me and Teresa realized that kids were a blessing from the Lord, that He'd give us a kid. We couldn't have kids. And so we was believing God went and tried to get, you know, went to doctors and all that, and they said we'd never have kids. Well, we're especially Teresa seeking the Lord, and I wanted a kid too. I wanted a kid. And so the Lord did it. So when he was born, Teresa, she actually was asking God, lost, for a kid. Now I wanted one, but I'd never really asked the Lord, I'm lost. Well, later we get born again, then you know, the Lord sends Sandy, sends a word, and tells her within 3 months she'll be pregnant, wasn't it? We wasn't saved. No, but you was asking God for, yeah, you was lost. So he sent Sandy. Sandy was led by the Lord that day. Come down and prophesied to Sandy, I mean Teresa, said within 3 months she'll be pregnant. I come in and I tell her, she's a fruit loop. Sandy, that sweet Sandy here. She'd been with us here for 20-something years. And I told Teresa, I said, she's a fruit loop, man. Get pregnant. Well, within 3 months, Teresa was pregnant. And there Travis is, you know, 30 years later. You know, but anyways, I went on, you know, and I mean, it wasn't real to me, but when Travis was born, I mean, I smoked pot. I smoked pot every day. I was a pot smoker. I wouldn't do without it. But I started having this lost. I started having this, I got to change. I can't raise this baby. When I held him in my arms, things changed. And I thought, man, I can't raise this baby. I'm telling you this for a reason. I'm talking about being Holy Spirit led. And I believe that the Holy Spirit was causing me at that time, even lost, to want to change. I believe he, and I know he had a plan for me. I know, I didn't know it then, and he had a plan for Travis, and had a plan for Teresa, and had a plan for y'all, got a plan for your kids and your grandkids. He got a plan for my grandkids, and I full well am going to be led by the Holy Spirit as I walk before them, that they see Jesus. Just like I did with my son when I followed the Lord. But anyways, so when I got saved, I thought, I started having this desire, you know, and to what kind of father. So I started asking the Lord. I seen in there, I read Proverbs 3 over there where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge me, him, in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. I read that and I thought, he'll direct me. He'll show me how to be a father. He'll show me how. And then I started wanting to know how to be a husband. I wanted to know how God wanted me to be a husband, not how the church wanted me to be a husband, not how my neighbor, not how everybody that's had good and bad experiences could tell me how to be a husband. I wanted to know what God said. How many knows in the Word of God there is an answer for everything that we want to know about God? Turn me down just a little, Travis, or something. There's an answer. And the Holy Spirit, and it is hid to the world. It is revealed by the Spirit of God. That's how come when me or you or whoever, we go after the Lord, he leads us and he begins to reveal to us. He begins to reveal the truth that is in God's Word, because he said, if you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open. If you ask, you will receive. And the more that we walk with the Lord and acknowledge the Lord, the more that we will desire the full will of God. And when we want the will of God, but more than we want our will, then our will is turned over to his will. And his will, he said, delight ourselves in the Lord. And he will give us the desires of our heart. Commit our ways unto him, and he will bring it to pass. It don't say he might. The will of God not happen. So you know what? I went on, you know, and I started asking the Lord, how do I be a father? I want to be a father. And gee, I was reading in there one day, and the disciples said, show us the Father. And Jesus spoke to him. He says, have you been so long with me? He said, do you not know I'm in him and he is in me? And if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, you've done seen the Father. You've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, now the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us. reveals God's ways to us through the Word of God. I can see the Lord. I can't see Him with these eyes, but He's sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. I can see heaven. The Bible says that it's streets of gold, walls of jasper, onyx, and all beautiful things. They singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." The everything there has life and abundant life because He is life and He is light. And the light shines now down into darkness by the Holy Spirit down here to reveal the power of God to us. Every one of us that's been born again, we should not ever focus on natural things to the point to where it becomes a God that takes us away from the God, that drags us away from the God that has delivered us and give us eternal life and give us power. And if you're not experienced a good, strong life in the Lord, you've got to pursue Him. You've got to pursue Him as a husband, as a father. Well, you know what? I've been a good living example for a young man back there that's on his way into I don't know what for the Lord or future, praise God. I've lived out and showed him how, not by me being smart, but by me acknowledging the Lord and asking the Lord, what do I do in this situation that's involving him? How do I bring, you know, Teresa was overcorrecting him before. And the Holy Spirit, I said, "Lord, what do I do about this? You know, he needs correction, Lord, but she's to overcorrecting. And it's causing me to undercorrect. I mean, oh, neither one of them is good." And so the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I'm talking about being Holy Spirit-led, seeking those things which are above. I want to know how God is. I want to know how to be a husband. That's seeking those things that are above. And so then the Lord spoke to me. The Holy Spirit spoke to me because I was seeking Him. If you don't seek, you don't find. If you don't knock, the doors won't be open. If you don't ask and go after, you will not receive. You won't. You'll get a little spurt here and there. You'll get a little glimpse of glory here and there, you know, to reveal. See, these things that happen through people laying hands on this, they are signs of the power of God. You know, I mean, they're just a manifestation. I believe I can lay hands when I'm led by the Holy Spirit and raise you from the dead. I believe it. That Bible says, "These signs shall follow them that believe in my name," when they're in my authority, when they're going in by led by me. He said, "In my name they'll cast out devils." Hallelujah. They'll raise the dead. Heal the sick. Praise God. You know what? The Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, "Just tell her that everything don't deserve a whooping." Boy, that don't sound spiritual, does it? That was a word from God. And I went to Teresa, whenever it was, and I told her, I said, "You know, everything don't deserve a whipping." And you know what? It was revelation to her that changed the way that she dealt with Teresa. Now, what if I wasn't serving God? What if I hadn't been seeking? What if I hadn't been asking what kind of father am I supposed to be? I know I'm on father, but I'm y'all mothers. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be the mother that God wants you to be? The Proverbs 31 woman. That ought to give you something to reach for. God, I want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. That's willing to go out and work for my family and take care of the family. Don't mean you have to. Just want to be a Proverbs 31 woman. That's seeking those things that are above. Hallelujah. Why? Because all Scripture was breathed by God, wrote down by holy men of God, came out of the heavenlies. came out of the above place. That is why it's so life-transforming to those that have embraced the Word of God, whether it be in your marriage, whether it be with your kids, whether, I mean, you know, the Bible says that Satan was stripped of all power, and I don't even give him the time of day at my house. I don't think about him. I don't pay no attention to him. When he does have my attention, it's he's leaving. Well, if I would just have the faith that you do. You ain't been under the Word long enough, ma'am or sir. You ain't been under the right teaching. If you have been under the right teaching, you've just been a hearer only. You've not been a doer. You're deceived, and Satan comes in, and he says, I'm going to mess up everything. And you disbelieve him. When the Scripture says that you give you power over all the power of darkness, and it shall not by any means harm you. What part of that is hard to understand? Hallelujah. You know why most people don't? Because it's easier to lay down and just let things happen than it is to fight the good fight of faith, than it is to be determined to have a God-centered life, than it is to be determined that Satan is not going to rule with my kids and my grandkids. If he does, it'll be after Travis decides he wants to let Satan just be his daddy. It won't be because he can come bind him up. I taught him his whole life. But you know, it wasn't really about teaching him that he has power over Satan. The teaching comes by yielding to the will of God. I find in the Bible when they yielded to the will of God, they could no sickness keep them. There could no darkness, no chains could stop them, no prison, no shipwreck, no fiery furnace, no lions then could stop the will of God in their lives because they were men and women of God that had made their mind up. He sacrificed his life for me, and I'm going to sacrifice mine for him. And the Holy Spirit is the one that comes and empowers those kind of folk to where you can't get them not to do the will of God. I mean, it comes to me every now and then, thoughts, well, you know, you'd be better off by yourself. Teresa tries to tell you what to do all the time. Meets me at the door, you ain't coming in the house. Are you sure you know I am? Why don't you just tell me you don't want me to come in? Just meet me at the door. You ain't coming in, are you? Nah. I just come to look in the window and see if you were here. Of course I'm coming in. I live here. But what she means is she's cleaning, Johnny, and I mean, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to throw dirty clothes down for a while, and I'm going to get sweaty on the couch and, you know, and all of that, and I'm going to go mess up some dishes. In other words, she's just really saying, could you find you something to do for a little while longer? So sometimes those thoughts come. If I didn't have somebody there, but God, I just go home and do what I want to. Just do what I want to. You know, how many knows those are lies that comes from the enemy? Now, you better not give voice to or let anything come out of your mouth concerning that. Because then he's like, yep, I give them a butter biscuit. I knew they like butter biscuits. I give them thoughts that feels good to the flesh. And that's not Holy Spirit led. Well, the way that you counter that is you go in there and say, nope, I know that didn't come from God because the Bible says, husbands, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. And laid his life down and give his life for it. That's how you know. See, the Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul, body, marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts. See, it'll help you discern where those thoughts are coming from. Hallelujah. See, it's hard to be led by the Holy Spirit if you are not a Bible person. It's hard to know when it's Him if you don't study that Bible, if you don't meditate on that Bible, if you don't rehearse that Bible, not for religious reasons, but to want to be spiritual, to want to grow up spiritually, to want to be divine, to want to be Spirit-led, to want to walk this suit. Did you know? I mean, just like me in business, I wanted to quit over 28 years. I've been in business 28 years, and I wanted to quit. But every time I really get down to it, I have to make this. I have to think, God, is this your will or not? You ain't said nothing, so I can't quit because I would be out of the will of God. Even though the will of God is challenging at times. You might not own your own business. It don't make no difference. I don't care if you work at Jack's. You're going to have challenges. God could tell you go to Jack's and flip hamburgers, and you have to swallow that big bowl of pride you got. Flip hamburgers at Jack's. Everybody's going to see me down there. Well, at least you're in the will of God, right? It ain't about Jack's. It's not about God's doors. It's about doing the will of God, led by the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in you. He told the disciples, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the Comforter. He'll lead you and he'll guide you into all truth. He is, Jesus told them, the Spirit of truth. See, the Holy Spirit, when I was telling God how come I couldn't serve him fully like I wanted to because Teresa, I said, I think I married the devil's daughter. I was lost. I mean, we were not good people, man. She was pretty good. I mean, yeah, but anybody's bad without God. When that flesh just grooves, you know. And so I'm telling God all these things that if he would zap her, if he would zap her, if he would change her, then I could be more happy, and I could do ministry. I'm telling God all this stuff, and when I get done, the Holy Spirit spoke to me because God told him to. If the Holy Spirit speaks to you, God told him to. He don't do things on his own. He searches the mind and heart of God, and he only reveals what God says to him to reveal. Or the angels, they only do what God. We don't command angels. Now, they some assigned to us. We sure don't worship them. We don't pray to angels. We don't fellowship with angels. Angels are here to help us, to do what God says. Hallelujah. I don't know when I get on that. I don't pray to angels. I know I got angels. There's angels in here right now.
Oh, yeah, we know it.
No, you don't know it. You head know it. But if you really know it, it should empower you. It should make you feel bold, hallelujah. Make you not feel alone, hallelujah. That God has got angelic beings here that protects us, that moves things for us, that works for us, hallelujah, that empowers us. An angel come and ministered to Jesus. Fed him. Minister to means fed, strengthened him. Hallelujah. When he was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit of God to be tempted of the devil. If you're being tempted of the devil, good. Show him who's boss. If it's your neighbor across the street, don't call him devil. Quit fellowshipping. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Have no fellowship. Don't mean don't minister to them. Don't invite them to church. Don't talk to them about Jesus. But it says, don't fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Well, I mean, even with Christians, whenever I hear them in preachers and they're blinded by things and different things that's contrary to the Scripture, I don't sit around and fellowship with them in it. I might bring it to the light, and then if they want to get upset, I just walk off. See you later. My life's pretty good. I got the Word on it. If I got the Word on it, I don't care what man says. I'm not going to go get my information from man. I'm going to get it from the Lord, and you should too. All of us. I've even said it here. If I'm not preaching in line with this Bible, get out of here. Get out. This Bible right here is the only way me and you know how to be fathers, how to be mothers. We sure can't turn on WBRC6 or Fox or CNN, all of them, let me name them all, because they don't even, can't even define what a woman is. Our government can't define what a woman is. Ain't that stupid? It's not hard for me to figure out which y'all are women. You might have beards and all that, but I can get you naked and not tell you right quick which one you are. I don't need nobody to tell me what a woman is or a man. I've never met a man in the bathroom and said, yep, he's a woman. He might have long fingernails and long hair and all of that, but he's using the men's bathroom. He's a man. It's not hard to define, but and it's coming on down to my local station now. I mean, they're believing the garbage. ABC 3340, they're even believing the garbage. Well, we are living in a different culture now. No, we're living in a dark world now. Don't call it a different culture. It's a dark world, but we're going to shine as lights because we are not going to bite the bullet that is flying our way, that is destructive to us. We're going to stick with the Word of God, and I'm not going to go along with women or in love with each other. You're lusting each other, and you're going contrary to the Word of God. Men in love with men and trying to have families, you can't create a baby. That's not the way God made it. And TV and Hollywood and the government and all of that, just because they back it up and make us pay for it or whatever, is not going to change my convictions that is based on the Word of God. I'm going to have it straightened out. And I'm going to stand before the Lord one day, and He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Come on in and receive the joy of the Lord. Because you wouldn't turn away because of your station. Your local TV station don't know God. See, we're to be led by the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is leading us, the Bible says it in Romans 8:14. Those that are led by the Holy Spirit, these are the sons of God. It don't say you're led by your light bill, you're led by your water bill, you're led by your car payment, you're led by what you don't have, you're led by what you feel like you want that would make you happy. It says that those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. These are the ones that are going to walk into power. These are the ones that's going to receive supernatural financial favor. These are the ones that are going to receive. I'm telling you right now, God can take somebody that works at Jack's, and I'm not down in Jack's. Thank God they're down there. They bring revenue in. They feed people and all of that. They're making money. They're giving people jobs. Thank God. But you know what? If the Lord told me to go to Jack's and work, I'd just give up the garage door business. I would go in there. Well, you couldn't do that, all that money. Money's not my God. See, when money's not my God and Jesus is my Lord and source, then I know that He can take a dollar and turn it into a million. I know that He can take Jack tonight and own three or four of them, if that's what He wants. But also I know that if He just wants me to go down there and serve under the least paid, then I'm going to be in the will of God, and I'm going to be better off right there than I would owning all the places. I'm just making a point. Just making a point. If you be risen, seek those things which are above. You know, people, they say, well, I don't really feel like going to church, but you see them at Walmart, and you see them going to have their hair fixed, and you know, you see them working hard. And I'm not downing those folks, but they are without the power. They're without the Holy Spirit leading. They're without the anointing. They're without the faith of God. They're just existing. People can exist without God. People can make money without God, but they can't have the blessing without God. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, the empowerment of the Lord, the empowerment. The blessing is an empowerment. It's not a house. It's not cars. It's not money. It's an empowerment that empowers us from on high, that empowers us from the kingdom. So I asked the Lord, teach me how to be a father. Teach me, and I ask him today, God, help me to be the best pastor that I can be, God. Help me, Lord, to kill this flesh, Lord, when it wants to rue and get angry and get upset, even at people that won't come to church. I can't help you if I'm mad at you. Right? Now, I'm not going to go along with everything, and people say, well, you know, Jesus, he's just personal, you know, and he's meeting over here at the gathering place. He's coming into the gathering places. I met with my family yesterday, and I bought them all breakfast. Hadn't seen them in a while. So I called them up, and I said, y'all guys, let's meet at Double B down there for breakfast and all of that. Called my sister. She's in South Carolina, and I told her, I said, you got 2 days to get down here. What's up? I said, well, we're having breakfast at Double B's right across from Tyson's, and you've got 2 days to get down here. Well, I can't drive down there and then eat breakfast and go right back. I said, can't's not in the Bible. I said, and it's not in the dictionary. I said, you're not going to. I said, that's better. I said, I wouldn't even pay for your gas. Well, Mike, she said, Mike, and I was just really messing with her. She said, well, Mike's already got something to do Sunday. I said, I'm not talking about Sunday. I said, I'm talking about Saturday. I said, you can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you will be there by 8. Then you can eat breakfast with us, and then you'll be back home by Sunday. But my point in all of that is, I felt led. I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to do it. And so I did it. And it's one of the best get-togethers that we've had in a long time. Usually they eat and they're gone. They're just lingering. They're holding up the restaurant, the Weston family. You know, it was all good. Well, we're sitting there. We were sitting at the table, and some of us started talking about Jesus. Started talking about Jesus on a Saturday morning, right before breakfast. And the Holy Spirit just moved into place. You could feel it. I could feel the Holy Spirit. I felt it in here. Then I started remembering how that, when the Lord, one of my sisters said something to me, and I said, well, I'm worth quite a lot now. I said, I don't tell everybody that. I said, but Jesus has been really, really good to Scotty. I said, but you know what? I said, it's not because I got saved. I said, it's because I've endeavored to try to follow Jesus in the leading of the Holy Spirit for 28 years. I've been faithful to church for 28 years. I've been dedicated before I got into ministry for 28 years. I've been dedicated to seek out the will of God for 28 years in my life. Hallelujah. I said, and that empowers me. I said, it's not that God has favorites. I said, everybody's God's favorite. I said, but they some going to go get the candy. We lived on Five Points Road when I was a kid. Three and a half miles from the school. It was 4.5 miles to the gas station that I liked to go to because I had a mini bike that poured gas. I mean, leaked a lot of oil. Daddy, he kept his oil head. He wouldn't let us have oil. You know, change his oil and stuff. And so the station, this man at the station, he liked us boys. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do, boy. No, I asked him, I said, what you going to do with that oil there, sir? He said, what, why? Why you want that? You need that oil? And I said, I need that oil. He said, what you want that oil for? I said, because I got a mini bike that, I said, it'll burn, it'll lock up but don't keep oil in it. I said, my daddy over there won't give us no oil. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, son. It's called the San Ann Station. It's gone now. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, son. He said, I'm on. He said, I'm on. They used the old cans back then, you know, and then you pour it in there, and then you put it in a bucket, and it drains it. Oh, cans, the metal cans, oil come in. They wasn't like they are now. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, son. He said, if you'll commit to getting this, he said, now you're going to have to get it about twice a week. you know, I'm gonna save that for you, and I'm gonna let you have it. I said, yes, sir. Well, I never could get Dad to go that way. So you know what I did? I got my little mini bike. I wanted that oil because I wanted to ride. That was fun. And I pushed that mini bike 4.5 miles over there with gallon jugs tied on my handlebars. But God, and I got that oil. Every week I got that oil. I never locked that motor up, and I rode it all the time. And you know, and I was thinking about that when we was eating yesterday, that even without God, a determination to succeed is built in us by the Lord. How much more after we get born again and we got the supernatural kingdom working, we got the word working, we got the grace working, we got the anointing working, we got the empowerment working, how much more? He said, those that do know their God will do exploits, extraordinary things. And the only reason we don't is because we don't believe it. We don't press in. We don't fast and seek the Lord. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about me. I could be more empowered. I believe I could be going to more hospitals. And I believe it. I believe it's a lot of reason that's why some of us don't press in, because we know if we press in, he wants us to be faithful to church. We know if we press in, he's going to want us to tithe. He's going to want us to sacrifice. We know that if we press in, that it's going to cost us our life in some things. I'm not talking about physical death. See, the Bible says, if I seek to save my life, I will lose it. Talking about the spiritual life. But if I will lose my life for his sake, I will find that spiritual life. And that spiritual life is a life of empowerment. And I know I've experienced it up to this point. You can't stop me. I've been threatened. People's threatened to shoot me and everything else. I'm like, and I seen John Hagee preaching. Somebody went in, shot, and the bullet went around him. I thought, but God, he's empowered. That's what it is. Try to shoot me. But God, I got a shield of faith. Hallelujah. Well, we can't be dumb. No, we can be stupid. It's stupid not to have the shield of faith. It's dumb to be afraid. The Bible says God has not given me a spirit of fear, a timidity. Cowardness is what it means. But a power, love, and a sound mind. How many knows if we're led by the Holy Spirit, he'll lead you out of oppression. He'll lead you out of oppression. Well, it is that time of the year, my mom and daddy's been gone too, I understand. When I can show you pictures. I can show you pictures of my family. When my daddy died, I was useless for over a year. I felt like committing suicide. I didn't have Jesus. I was sad standing in the among of a bunch of saved Christian brothers and sisters that had joy on their face. And I'm sad in that picture. So for over a year, I was sad. Every day I was sad. I was sad at Thanksgiving. I was sad at Easter. I was sad. I was sad on the weekend. But you know, I got born again, and I didn't go through that with my mama. But God overcame that. The Bible says we overcome Satan, him, by the blood of the Lamb and the words that's coming out of our mouth. Greater is he that is in me. I had to start saying it. And I thought, glory to God, if my daddy was born again, I'll see him again. I had to start thinking, changing my thinking. And then when my mama passed away, I was happy. My mama wasn't suffering no more. My mama's in glory land. My mama done gone on to be with Jesus. My mama's with her mama. My mama's with her daddy. My mama's with my daddy. If he was born again, and all those other ones that went on, her brothers and sisters, why would I be sad for her? Well, we miss them, we miss them, we miss them. Well, you're going to miss us too. Because if we ain't raptured out of here, sweetheart, I'm going. I'm dying right now. Now, my doctor ain't told me that, but I mean, in other words, we start dying right after we're born. We get to a certain age, and Monty got shorter. He was a little taller than that. He's having to look up to me. I feel tall, man. I'm only 5'6". Monty's over, and I'm like, yeah, man, maybe I'm getting taller. Well, I went to give Teresa a little sugar the other day, and she said, are you shrinking? I'm like, man, you got them shoes on. That's what it is. You know, it's been a few weeks ago. I said, no, I'm not shrinking. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to live my life here down in the dumps and be a Christian. I might as well just quit and go back to smoking dope and go back to the bars and go back to committing adultery and fighting all the time with my wife. I might as well. If I'm going to be a Christian, I'm not going to be a sad one. I'm going to have the joy of the Lord. I'm going to have it because I'm going to seek Him. I'm going to fast. I'm going to go to work. How many knows you can't be a Christian and be lazy? The Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep, so shall your poverty. I've told Travis that before. I felt like he's getting a little lazy. So we go down the road, man, and I say, well, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of your hands to sleep, so shall your poverty come. Then I wanted to go and tell him, don't think you're going to get my money. I didn't tell him. I'm going to send you out there to borrow it from Mama. Now, Mama jerked that lazy right off of him. You know. If I need him changed, I send him to Mama. You need to go see Mama, don't you? Go sit out on the porch with Mama. Because Mama helps me. If she can help me, I know she can help Travis. If y'all need straightened out, go see your teacher. Call her up. Visit the back porch. The back porch is a filling station. I mean, you pull up there, you gonna get some gas. You gonna get full. But it's in a good way. I thank God I got a wife that knows the Bible. I thank God that I got a wife that fasts for me and prays. I thank God that I got a wife when she does get in the flesh, she gets right back out. I'm saying that by faith, honey. Whew, I better get back up here before I get in trouble. She tells me, you're my pastor up there, but when we leave, you're Scotty. I'm like, uh-oh. I'm staying at church, honey. That's how come I used to drive. I'm not leaving until she leaves. She can go on home, get her a nap. But I get there. Give me that John 14:15. Hallelujah. You want to be led. I want to be led. If you love me, keep my words, keep my command. I will pray, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you a comforter, talking about the Holy Spirit, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, they can't receive it. They can't understand. So that's why people have told me, Scotty's a little out there in that believing stuff. They can't see it. They can't receive it. You know, and the more that I believe and the more that I see God, the more normal I feel. I feel abnormal when I'm not believing God. I just feel like I'm out of place when I'm not believing God. That's hooked on Jesus. That's hooked on it. I'm hooked on faith, man. I mean, he gave us the spirit of faith, and I really, really like faith. It got my truck, cash, both of them. I made up my mind. Teresa talked a little about it. The Holy Spirit. I didn't meditate on Romans 5 too much because it says, oh, no man, nothing but the level. And I'd hear preachers say that, and I'm like, God, man, why they got to say that? I can't see doing anything without borrowing. I mean, I couldn't see it, so I had to get in there and meditate on that word. I made up my mind. I told God, God, with your help, I know it's your will that I owe no man nothing. And God, with your help, and your empowerment and your supernatural supply, which you're going to help me believe for, I'm not going to ever borrow another dime on vehicles, Lord. I'm done. So be it. I said, so be it. And then my truck tore up. And I thought, man, I got to go get a truck. I got to have one. Here come the trial. How many knows when you decide to be a good father, the trial's coming? When you decide to be a good mother, the trial's coming. When you decide to press into Jesus, when you decide not to get mad. Travis didn't get mad at nobody, and then I started talking and got him upset, and he'd been working on it for weeks. And I knew he'd been working on it. All I got to do is just talk about the flesh a little bit. Just talk about things and talk about things that ain't of the Lord, and then it'll fire up the flesh in you if somebody does that. If you ain't careful, you'll be fired up with them. I mean, I didn't upset him. A circumstance did. He'd been working on it for weeks. And I thought, well, that ain't nothing new. It's all through the Bible. Paul, woohoo, gonna do the will of God. Yes, sir, going to Damascus. Yeah, and then they want to kill him. Send him over there to preach the gospel. And then they put him in prison. But Paul, he wrote a third of the New Testament while he was in buns. A lot of Christians, they get a little trial going on with their toenail. You don't see them for a month till the quick's gone. What happened to you? I went to tie my shoe, and I mean it ripped clean up into the skin back in there, and it's been hurting. I mean, every time I ain't took a bath in a month. God, man, why don't you tape that finger up every time Travis gets hurt? I taped his finger up so tight with tape one time. I thought I'd show him survival skills of the Westerns. He got cut. He about fainting. He's over. I started to tell him, you want me to call Mama? He's 15. He's 16. So I go over there at the truck, man, and I pull out the tape. And I put it on there, and I wrap it up real tight so it'll quit bleeding, you know. And then his finger turns white. I got it too tight. Stop the bleeding. Now you know where he goes. Dave, he don't call Mom every time now. He could get cut or something. He runs down to the service truck, Johnny, and lo and behold, that miracle tape's in there. And I mean, he jerks that miracle tape out, and I mean, he look like a zombie walking around, everything taped up. Hallelujah. But you know, a lot of those things, I believe that I was led by the Holy Spirit, you know, at that moment to teach him, you know, that you can endure some hardship without quitting, that you can go through some things without quitting. I mean, you know, I've been on a Monday to trial happen at work just before I started pastoring or anything, and get mad, get a little upset, so things don't go right at work, and first thing I'd do, start walking down toward the truck, and I'd think, but God, I'm not going to church Sunday. This is Monday. What does this work have to do with Wednesday? It's Monday. And you know what? I fell for it for a little bit. Well, but God, that felt good. So I just ain't going to church. So I didn't go to church. Got weaker. More trials come. Weaker and weaker and weaker. Then I realized, I thought, man, what am I stupid? I fell right into the plans of the enemy. The Bible says that I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices. Why? Because the spirit of truth whom the world could not receive because it seemed received him not. See, they've not received him. See, we got to receive him, and then we got to walk and follow the Lord. We got to praying and fasting. I mean, you would not believe that Christians believe that they'll starve to death if they fast a half a day. I've heard, I just can't fast. I can't. That's how come you can't. You believe you can't. You say you can't. You meditate on those thoughts, you can't. No, you got to say, I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things are possible to those that believe. See, fasting is you rejecting your flesh man. And you humbling yourself before the Lord and saying, God, I'm going to humble myself, God. God, I want more of you. I want to be able to hear your Holy Spirit when he's speaking to me. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. The Christians that I've heard, they say, I just can't hear the Lord. That's not what the Scripture says. The Bible says that his sheep hear his voice, and another they won't follow. So I tell people, yes, you do hear from the Lord. Get that scripture and start confessing that scripture over yourself, that you're his sheep and you hear his voice. It's got to do with your faith. It's got the voice of God locked out. You've locked him out. If you believe you can't hear him, I mean, I could get it plumb dark in here to where I couldn't, and I guarantee y'all could too. It's been here a while. You can get it plumb dark in here, and me and Teresa could stand up here, and Teresa could say something, and you wouldn't say, that might be Scotty. You would know immediately, and I guarantee you. I could hear Johnny laugh. Not, ain't nobody else like Johnny laughs. That's Johnny in the dark. Why? Because I know Johnny. I spent time with Johnny. I've heard Johnny laugh. You would know Teresa's voice. Why? Because you've been in her presence for a while. You've heard her. You've listened to her. You've heard her preach. You've heard her minister and all of that. That's the same way it is with the Holy Ghost. Spending time with the Holy Ghost. Benny Hinn wrote a book one time, and I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. And it was, "Good Morning, Holy Spirit." And I thought to myself, I hadn't been saved very long. And see, I told Teresa one time, was watching Benny, she said, watching Benny Hinn and people getting up out of their wheelchairs. I said, that preacher pays people to do that. That ain't happening. I was convinced myself. You know, he's a fakie. Come on, get you some Holy Spirit anointed cloths, $50. So I told Teresa, I said, he's a fake, man. I said, all he is, well, come to find out, he wasn't. After I got born again and all that stuff, man, I mean, I know he was under Catherine Kuhlman and all them, and just miracles after miracles happened. What was it? I hadn't received him, so I couldn't receive truth. That's why I don't judge other ministers today. I don't care. I hear flack about ministers all the time, and I keep my nose out of that kind of business. Why? Because I'm not going to wreak judgment on myself. Well, I just want to warn people about it. Warn people about it. Warn. What do you want to warn them for? Do you not know that the Lord is God? That He's big. You can't deceive me with that stuff. I try the spirits to see if they be of God. Just like them giving me a line of cocaine. Oh, we won't tell God. You don't have to. He's in me. He's in this truck right now, man. You ain't got to tell God nothing, man. You ain't got to tell nobody. They said, well, you know, we won't tell nobody. I said, well, Jesus is in me. I said, but, you know, he's here. He's here. Oh, well, you better not do it then. No, y'all go ahead. You know, go ahead. And to my surprise, I left there and I thought, glory to God, I was able to turn down cocaine. I mean, that's unreal, God. That's unreal. He said, I told you you wasn't the same person. He said, I told you you've been empowered from on high. He said, I told you. Hallelujah. He said, even the spirit of truth. Man, I got to close, right? Whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him. But we know him. But we know him. I'm not trying to know God. I'm seeking God because I want to be closer to the Lord. And, you know, I'm unconsciously, not consciously, but I'm trying to get a relationship with God. And I can't seem to get a better relationship with God. And I, after I did this about a week or so, you know, fasting and praying, and Lord, I want to be closer to you and blah, 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 you know. And I'm there and I'm striving. I'm wanting really in my heart to be closer to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, stop trying to get a relationship with me. You already have one. And I mean, I sat there and I'm like, what? Am I dumb? I don't need to have to try to get a relationship with Teresa. I live with her. I'm married to her. Now I need to deepen my relationship with her. Yeah, spend time with her, go fishing with her, you know, do whatever we do together to make our life better together. But I mean, I'm married to her. And I had a revelation. I'm like, oh man, I've been trying to get something I already got. I already got it. And it changed the way I think. It changed the way that I walk. Now I just walk with him. Later on, I seen the scripture where it says, as you have received him, walk in him. Just walk with him. praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord.